Jolene Letcher is an advocate for child sex abuse victims. Jolene's task force was named after Letcher, who is herself a victim of child sexual abuse. The task force met over a period of 4 months in 2014 and was comprised of lawmakers, law enforcement, social workers, lawyers, and other child sex abuse experts. Letcher says the task force was just starting the important work it set out to do.
When you think about a crime that affects 1 in 4, 1 in 3 girls, 1 in 6 boys, the numbers vary. That's a crime that literally impacts all of us, either primarily or secondarily. And you can't look at something that big and say, here's 4 months, good luck, I'm sure you'll get it all figured out. You just can't. We needed more time, and the children of the state deserved for us to give them more time to help them.
Those who voted against the task force say that it should go through the regular summer study process. Generally, the Legislative Research Council surveys lawmakers on all proposed summer studies. In April, the Legislative Executive Board considers the survey results and decides which summer studies to approve. Representative Roger Solem says this procedure should happen for all task force and summer study topics.
You know, we're kind of limited on funding and the numbers of summer studies. I'd hate to lock us in to this one when there may be others that need to be acted on as well.
10 of the 12 representatives on the House State Affairs Committee voted to send Senate Bill 71 to the 41st day, effectively killing it. The committee did pass Senate Bill 70, which was proposed by Jolene's task force. Senate Bill 70 improves reporting requirements of child sex abuse crimes. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacqueline Severin in Pierre.